virgin. Him have money and bling bling, so she go bedridden. Get disease, see the know it started spreading. Start to seek penicillin, cause she's dying. Mercy please, for life she begging. When she hears up to the mark, she heading. Says she broke out at the age of 7. She knows she's strip dancing and she's just 11. One man can satisfy her. She needs more food for the fire. Say the sex price getting higher. And more money she require. Oh, score and land she desire. So from the prostitution, what she won't retire. Flames and fire. Burn the flesh, sell her on the fire. So one man can satisfy her.
Christmas is a time for fun. Christmas is a time for laughter. So why not put a smile on your face this Christmas and give your business a boost by advertising on Bang 103.6 FM.
Sounds like a plan.
Take advantage of our festive feature whereby you can receive 4 weeks of advertising for the price of three.
Oh, Hercules, Hercules.
So call the sales team on 0208 963 9560. But hurry, Christmas is around the corner and this offer is for a limited time only.
Bang 103.6 FM have a new and effective way of generating awareness for your business and reinforcing your company's presence within the community.
How's that?
By doing an outside broadcast from your business.
Really?
Yeah. We will send our broadcasting team out to you and we will let the world know about what your business does, what product or service you provide, and how they can get in contact with you.
Wow, that sounds great.
As part of our broadcast package, we can offer you a live broadcast at your business location, which will be on FM and online.
But will it work?
Trust me. This is the most effective way of giving customers exclusive access to your business and gaining that competitive edge so that your company is a cut above the rest.
So what do I do now?
For more information, just call 0208 963 9655.
Wednesday, 24th of November. Call, vote, change a life.
Lisi Gold. Lisi Gold.
Lisi Gold. She's sassy, she's cheeky, she's fresh, and she's going in on Bang 103.6, keeping it boss style.
So right now you're locked into Nisi Gold inside the building, baby. It's Bang 103.6, your fresh sound for London, the future urban hit station. And you know what we do every week? We go in, baby. We go in. Ow. Ah. So, if you need to get in contact with the studio, you need to text the following number, 888-882. Make sure you put bang before your message, yeah? Because if you don't, I just won't get it. That's how it goes, yeah? Log on to the website, www.bangradio.fm. I might switch on the Ustreamer for you guys to have a look at my special guests, yeah? I got some special, special people inside the building. So keep it locked, baby, because you better know what time it is, yeah? Going in boss style, baby. We does this, okay.
Like a G6.
drunk. She acting like she drunk, so I could do what I want. I'm touching her where I want, from behind and up front. She's a freak, I'm a freak. Funny how we just meet, right here out on the floor. Give me more, give me more.
Drink it up, drink it up. Sober girls around me, they be acting like they drunk. They be acting like they drunk. Acting like they drunk. With sober girls around me, they be acting like they drunk.
Bottles in the eyes, like a blizzard. When we drink, we do it right. Getting slizzards, sipping scissor in my ride. In my ride, like 3-6. Now I'm feeling so fly, like a G6.
Keeping it boss style all day, it's Nisi Gold on Bang 103.6. Get involved.
So London Town, London Town, I've got some special guests inside the building. Nisi Gold is rearing, ready to go, and excited, excited. We have got some top model of colour love inside the building. But we are waiting on a very, 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 very special man who is going to probably steal the star of the show. But hey, one thing you got to get right. I'm the star of this show. It's Nisi Gold, baby. And we're live on Bang 103.6. Just got to tell you a little bit of information, okay? Make sure you guys get involved. We need as much support as possible, all right? The People's Millions Grant, 50,000 grant bid. Bang has been shortlisted for it. And we need as much people to vote as much as possible, okay? It's a young community orientated project that is going to help benefit the young people of today, all right? So all you have to do is vote for us to win 9 a.m. Yeah, that's right. Make sure you set your alarm early until midnight, so you still got time, on Wednesday the 24th of November 2010. And the number that you'll be able to call will be available on the 24th. So all you have to do is make sure you switch on your FM dial 103.6, or log on to the following website, www.bangradio.fm, okay? All you have to do as well is watch ITV News between 6 and 6:30 p.m., where they'll also have the information on their broadcasting and showing a little bit of our Bang talent. Please, 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 we need your support on this, yeah? So make sure you vote, make sure you support. It's all about the community, and we're going in, baby. It's Bang.
Money in the cars. us cars in the cold. I suppose I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful.
Drizzy. Oh yeah, Trey, I fucking feel ya. They be staring at the money like it's unfamiliar. I get it, I live it, to me there's nothing realer. Just enough of all your problems, too much to kill ya. And when I leave, I always come right back here. The young spitter that everybody in rap fear. A lot of y'all are still sounding like last year. The game need changing, I'm the motherfucking cashier. Nickels for my thoughts, dimes in my bed. Quarters of the cush, shake the lines in my head. Take my verses too serious, you hate me. Cause I'm the one to paint a vivid picture, no HD. Yeah, I want it all, that's why I strive for it. Diss me, you'll never hear a reply for it. Any award show or party, I get fly for it. I know that it's coming, I just hope that I'm alive for it.
I want the money, money in the cars, cars in the cold. I suppose, I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful.
Yeah, I want things to go my way. But as of late, a lot of shit been going sideways. And my mother tried to run away from home, but I left something in the car, and so I caught her in the driveway. And she cried to me, so I cried too. And my stomach was soaking wet, she only 5'2". And 48 hours all before I showed up and brought $1,000 worth of drinks and got pulled up. Damn, my reality just set in. And even when the phantoms least, I'm wanna get in. I do a lot of things hoping I never had to fit in. So trying to keep up with my progress is like a dead end. My girl love me, but f***ing my heart beats slow. And right now the tour bus is looking like a freak show. And life changed for us every single week, so it's good. But I know this ain't the peak though, cause I want the
money. Money in the cars, cars in the clothes. I suppose I just wanna be,
yeah.
I just wanna be successful.
That's all I want, man.
I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like I know what I gotta say, I just don't know how to say it, how to say it, how to say it to you.
So we had the sounds of Drake, I Just Want to Be Successful. Running from the top of the show, we had the sounds of Like a G6, Far Eastern Movement. That's it, featuring 50 Cent. I'm so feeling that one. I'm so feeling it. It's a hype tune, don't you think? It's hype. But don't worry, don't worry. I know you're waiting patiently, thinking, come on, Niecy, man. You always provide us with those goodies. Come on, man. Keep the deliverance up. Don't worry. I will. I will. Okay? But let's go into some faith, because you get no love, baby.
Yeah. I know it's not too ghetto. I know it's not too ghetto. I said, I know it's not too ghetto. You better check yourself, respect yourself. You better go for some, because I flow for some.
I'll tell you why there's no love. Simply, you're not cool enough. Don't you know you lost my trust?
People ask, yeah, where you been?
Where you been?
And I tell them we're just friends.
Tell them we're just friends.
It's so obvious that it's never gonna work for us.
No, no, no,
no. Play with my emotions. You get no devotion.
And you get no love.
Yeah.
So raw. Come on. To the point we don't kiss no more. Things I miss, you don't miss no more. Every night I miss you on the disco floor. Every night since, miss you more. Making hits on tour. Now when I knock, you don't answer the door. The phone ring, you don't answer no more. Cause you ain't trying to chance it no more. You about to find me a new diva. Something pretty for P. Diddy and it's two-seater.
Now you can never have a piece of my love. So when you see me, don't reach for no hug. I don't speak in the club. Don't tell me how you deeply in love. The other day you tried to greet me with thugs and wanted to heat me with slugs. Send a message on my beeper that's bug. Try to chill, lay deep in the cut. Yeah. But you keeping it up. Even my girl think of beating you up. The way you keeping in touch. Yeah. She don't know if she's cheating or what.
Yeah, bad boy, baby. Faith, take me to the bridge. Let's go. Come on.
Who's the boss? She's the boss. Right now, you're listening to Niecy Gold on Bang.
Jet setter. Go get her. Nothing better. Call me Mr. Bennett. Bennett. Top model chick to your everyday hood rat. Less than all, but more than a few. But I never met one like you.
Been all over the world, done a little bit of everything, little bit of everywhere, with a little bit of everyone. All the girls I've been with, things I've seen, it takes much to impress. But showing up your glow, it makes your soul stand out from all the rest. Baby,
I could be in love, but I just don't know.
Maybe one thing is for certain, whatever you do, it's working. Other girls don't matter.
Better, no, there ain't nothing better.
Baby,
so
baby,
wanted,
You're locked into Bang
103.6,
and it's all about the
Niecy Gold.
Niecy Gold Show.
That's right, it's all about the Niecy Gold Show. I got special guests inside the building. Top Model of Colour is in the building, and I'm excited and I'm rearing and ready to go. It's going to be held on the 27th of November, but if you keep it locked to the show, we're going to be telling you a bit more information about it, why it all evolved and who the man himself is behind it. And also we have some special beautiful models inside the building. Log on to the website. The Ustream channel is running right about now. It's www.bangradio.fm. okay, they say patience is a virtue, so make sure you wait. All right, keep it locked, let's go in.
Wondering, maybe, could I make you my baby if we do the unthinkable?
you've just locked in right now, if you've just locked in, you're listening to the Nisi Gold Show every Tuesday, baby, every Tuesday. You can catch me on your 103.6 FM dial, baby, going in every single time. Don't forget to log on to the following website, www.bangradio.fm, where you'll find out all the latest information on news and events. And don't forget to find me at www.bossstyle.com. Yeah, that's www.boss-style.com. You'll be also able to obtain a copy of this show if you have missed it, or if you just have locked in now and thought, oh, how was it at the beginning of? Well, I always provide you with those goodies, don't I? Yes, I do. All right, so the patience is enough now, okay? You want to know who the voices are, who the people are inside the building. So I'm going to let them say hello right about now. Guys, how you doing?
All right. I'm good, thanks.
You good? Okay. Cool. Tell them why you're here, please.
I'm Siobhan.
And you are?
I'm
Mr.
Jerome.
Yes, we got some good-looking people inside the building, trust me. Yeah. Get onto the Ustream. Get involved. So far, if you could just tell us how the competition's been going for you so far, top model look colour.
It's been a great experience so far. We've all kind of bonded from the rehearsals. We've been rehearsing for like the last 3 weeks now, getting the show together for next Saturday.
It's been going good. Everyone in the competition, it's a high standard.
Okay. The stakes are high this year, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so are you guys worried about whether or not you stand a good chance? I think you do.
Not really. I'm just trying to do me, you know?
Cool.
Everyone in the competition's got a bit of a different look.
Okay.
All right.
Well, save some more for them, because on the other side, we're going to be going in a lot harder, baby, a lot harder, because we got the top dog himself inside the building, the top man. We got him here. So we will be putting him on the hot seat, telling him a little bit more we'll be telling them a lot more about the TMC, the top model of colour. So make sure you guys keep it locked, all right? Okay, keep it locked.
Double bill featuring Faith Evans and the multi-platinum selling SWV.
Sunday, December 5th. And now, due to public demand, Wednesday, December 8th at Indigo, the O2 Arena, Greenwich. Faith Evans and her band perform all the smash hits, along with brand new tracks from her latest album, Something About Faith, with SWV singing all your classic favourites like Right Here, Week and More. Tickets start at £25 plus booking fee from Ticketmaster.co.uk, Ticketmania.co.uk and the O2 Arena box office. Faith Evans and SWV, Sunday, December 5th, Wednesday, December 8th, 7 to 11pm at Indigo, the O2 Arena, Greenwich.
This is not to be missed. It's the Flags Radio second anniversary birthday party. We rock soca, mashing up the place on the night. QT Too High, Digger D, Soca Devil, Boseman, and for the first time ever performing live in Europe, Buffy. At the Excelsior Nightclub, Balham High Road, SW12. Limited £8 tickets, more on the door. Get your tickets from 07956-815-370. The Flags Radio second anniversary party with Buffy live. Don't miss it. Saturday the 4th of December. Be there.
Sponsored by Sackville Travel.
Bang.
103.6. Cool. Vote. Change your life.
Bang on at 3.6 FM has been shortlisted for a £50,000 grant from the Big Lottery. This funding will allow us to launch Bang Talent, which will offer young people in Brent the opportunity to join a music-making project to develop their skills and abilities and celebrate their talents. The project will include workshops, courses, free studio time and live showcases. A TV feature on Bang Talent will be shown on ITV's London Tonight on Wednesday the 24th of November between 6 and 6.30pm. And all our supporters will need to call on the night and vote for us to win. The winner of this funding is chosen by you, the viewer, and the project with the most votes wins. The phone lines open at 9am and close at midnight on the 24th of November 2010. The telephone number to vote will be released on the morning of the 24th of November. To find the number, please check our website, bangradio.fm, on the day. Bang really needs this funding to be able to continue helping young people in Brent. Please help us. Change life.
Christmas is a time for fun. Christmas is a time for laughter. So why not put a smile on your face this Christmas and give your business a boost by advertising on Bang 103.6 FM?
Sounds like a plan.
Take advantage of our festive feature whereby you can receive 4 weeks of advertising for the price of three.
Oh, Hercules, Hercules.
So call the sales team on 0208 963 9560. But hurry, Christmas is around the corner and this offer is for a limited time only.
Is your broadband too cheap? It's great having a really good deal, but if it's rubbish broadband, what's the point? Superfast quality broadband is cheaper than you might think. IT Vet provide high quality, super fast broadband to UK businesses and domestic users in your area. And what's more, they can guarantee you the fastest possible speed. Call now on 0845 519 1001 or visit www.itvet.co.uk.
On 103.6 FM and online at bangradio.fm, you're listening to Bang.
Attracting nothing but goodness, entertainment, pure vibes, fresh music, gossip and fashion. At Bang, we handle our business on the Nisi Gold Show.
So welcome back on the other side. It's Nisi Gold inside the building and it's Bang 103.6, baby. And I've got my special guests inside the building. I've got Jerome and Siobhan. How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Yeah? Okay, cool. So I told them that I'm going to put them on the hot seat, yeah? So I'm going to ask you a few questions about your experience so far. So tell us first a little bit about yourself. How old are you and where you're from?
Hi, my name's Siobhan, 26. I've been modelling for the last year and a half full-time, and yeah, I love it.
You don't look 26, you know. Seriously, you do not look 26 at all. Girl, you look good.
Them good jeans.
Ah, look at him, though. Them good jeans. I saw that look in your eye, Jerome. I saw that. Okay, cool. So tell us what made you enter the competition.
Just to give myself another platform to showcase myself to the to a wider audience than...
Okay, and how has the experience been going so far?
I've loved every minute of it. Yeah. It's been a really cool experience. It's showed me that my love for it and that I really do want to be in the competition. So, yeah, I'm in it to win it.
Okay, so you know it's obviously one of those cutthroat industries that are quite tough.
Definitely.
Like, what kind of fallbacks or setbacks have you received, or have you received any at all? Has it been pretty lucky for you?
I'd say it's mixed. You know, I'm not everyone's cup of tea. You know, at some of the more mainstream shows, you know what you're up against. So you've just got to push yourself that extra, you know, mile to get there.
Okay, cool. And just for me to just recap, for those of you that are listening and thinking, okay, I'm listening to this girl talk, but I don't really know what's kind of going on. But let me tell you something. This lady here is one of the finalists for the grand finale for Top Model of Colour 2010. This is a competition that has been now going international. It's big. It's huge. And we're going to have the creator on the hot seat in a little while. So for the time being, I'm going to get back onto Siobhan because, you know, I'm feeling her style. So tell me something, darling. What kind of, have you had any body hiccups or anything like that that you've had to overcome whilst taking part in a competition? You know, not every girl is always confident about every part of their body. Or do you feel that you've embraced that within yourself?
I'm fairly confident in and of myself. And, I'm just ready to showcase what I can do.
Okay, cool. So how can people vote for you?
People can go onto the Mahogany website or the Top Model of Colour, and you can text Model Comp 2098. That's my unique code. Type my name Siobhan to 83149, and you've got until next Friday to log votes.
Okay, and do you know what you'll be wearing on the night at all?
No, we've pretty much been thrown in the deep end, so you know how the industry goes. So you find out on the day what you're wearing. You just got to rock it.
All right. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot once again. Tell me, on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being the highest, what do you think your fair chance of winning Top Model of Colour will be? Yeah, that was a good one, wasn't it? Yeah, Nisi Gold went in. She went in on another level.
I'd say a 2, but my only competition is me at this stage. It's mine to lose, really, at this stage.
Okay, cool. All right, then. Well, I'm going to get on to Jerome. I can see he's like,
hello.
I want to say something. Let me get involved. All right, so tell us something about yourself, mister.
Hi, my name's Jerome. I'm 22. I live in Manchester, from Sheffield originally, but I'm at university.
I thought there was an accent going on there. I thought so. Okay, so do you have to travel down to the competition all the time?
I'm always up and down. I'm practically, you know, living on trains and stuff.
Wow. That's a lot to take in. But how are you coping with it so far?
Yeah, it's good, you know. Got to go that extra mile to get where I want to be. So.
Okay, so tell me something. Do you model full-time yourself?
No, not full-time. I don't. I'm like Siobhan, you know. But
are you studying or anything?
Yeah, I'm studying. I study full-time at university.
Okay, what do you study?
I study business management.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so and cool. How are you enjoying that?
Yeah, it's cool. I enjoy it. I'm in my second year. It's quite a lot of work, but, you know, it's got to try and balance it out.
Okay, so tell me something. I understand that there's been some regional heats and stuff. So how did that go? And how was your experience throughout the
Yeah, it went really well. It was like, it was one of my like first big things that I did. Yeah. It was set up so well and organized so well. It was just a case of basically we had like 3 outfit changes. We had like casual wear, swimwear, and then a smart.
Swimwear,
smart, yeah.
Ooh, ladies! I'm sensing some biceps on the scene. Ow!
I do my thing.
I do my thing. All right, Jerome. All right, okay. Okay, cool. So if you won, what would your natural reaction be? Go on. Would you be like silly crazy, or would you be like, yeah? what would it be?
I don't really know what my reaction would be. I guess I would just have to see at the time. I'd be overly happy, you know. I put a lot of effort into it, and I'm going to keep putting more effort into
Excellent. That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. So tell me something. Have you got your attire ready, everything? Like your suits, your shoes,
We're getting styled by a very good stylist by the name of Dorothy.
Okay.
Shout
out to Dorothy.
She's big, you know.
Cool. Okay, all right. So is there any more information that you'd like to plug on how people can view more of your work?
You can just go onto the Mahogany Models website and check out my profile. It's Jerome Good. Just look me up on there. You see a few pictures. and also just like on Model Mayhem and stuff. I'm on there, just typing Jerome Good UK.
Wicked, wicked.
Check me out.
All right then, guys. Well, that's the models, the top model of colour contestants. I wish you both every success,
Thank you.
Thanks. On the other side, we are going to be talking to the very man himself, Sholla! Can't wait. But for the time being, we're going to go into some music, yeah? Because that's what we do. It's Bang, baby.
Yo, remember back on the Bully when cats used to harmonize, like, yo, my men and my women, don't forget about the dean. This is not the most the king, yo, it's about a thing,
since you were looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then you probably can. Talking out your neck saying you're a Christian, a Muslim, sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gem, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum. But you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. A win-win. Come again. With his rims and his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they offend, popping yang.
Like you got yang.
Let's not pretend. The one that pack pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement. Still the name of this basement. The pretty face man, claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. Been the face in court case when the child support's late. Money taking, heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate me. And the sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man, the quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again.
Going in.
She's going in.
Go Bang 103.6.
So I got the special guest inside the building. I got Mr. Mr. Shola inside the building. How you doing, sir? How you doing?
I'm fine, Nisi. It's great to be here as always.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. I heard you was feeling a little bit poorly the other day. Are you feeling a bit better? Have you recovered?
No, I still am. You know, can you see that? Most people might think that the husky voice is all me being sexy, but it's because I got a cold.
Okay. Oh, bless you. Have you taken any honey and lemon?
No, I come from the old school, which is that if it came by itself, it's going to go by itself.
Right. Okay, cool. All right then. So, Shola, I understand that you're a man that's been interviewed time and time again, but what I want to get from this interview today is just a bit more about you, really. So tell me a little bit about your background and upbringing.
About me? Wow.
Yeah.
Never been asked that before.
Ah, you see?
I always keep being asked about mahogany. It's never about me. So you kind of got me on this one.
Good.
Well, I was born here many years ago.
Yeah.
Of Nigerian parents.
Uh-huh.
I consider myself Nigerian, even though I was born here. So did some of my secondary school here. Then I did some in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
Came back, did my A-levels here. Then went back to Nigeria, did my university. Then I came back here about 1986 after university.
Okay.
And a few years later, I started Mahogany.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was just the bridal show.
Yeah.
And since then, it's kind of grown to be the bridal show, top model of color, fashion diversity, Mahogany models, fashion's finest.
Wow.
And we produce shows. And then
as an endless list you got
is.
There, sir.
as an individual, like I judge competitions, do choreography, act as a consultant, a motivational speaker. Kind of, I got a lot of hats, so to speak.
Okay, so when you're not working, describe a typical day of Mr. Mahogany.
Typical day?
Yeah, when you're not working, or is it like every day is a grind?
Every day. I say I sleep when I die.
Wow.
So every day for me is work. I would wake up normally about 11 o'clock. Now, before people start thinking, oh, yeah, lucky you get up at 11 o'clock.
That's what I was about to say, you know.
You need to hear my day first. So I wake up at 11 o'clock. Normally, by that time, there's like about 200 to 300 emails in my inbox.
Wow.
I get tons of phone calls and stuff during the day. I'm normally producing production plans and stuff like that, dealing with phone calls and dealing with the different aspects of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And that will continue without, that's if I don't have events to go for, right until the early hours of the morning. So for me, each day I tend to sleep about 4 or 5 a.m. as standard.
Okay.
So people always saying, "Shall I got an email from you at 4 a.m. in the morning?" And I think, yeah. So.
Yeah, I got one of those still.
Oh, did you? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. He's on the roll. He's on the roll. Now I can't stop it, mister. All right. So just a random question because, you know, Nisi Gold loves food. Describe what your typical finger-licking meal would be. And I'm not talking KFC, baby.
Oh, no. Forget the KFC. I am a full-blooded Nigerian.
Oh.
Okay. So, for me, it's pounded yam, which is like, I don't know if people know, if you think of yam cassava, you pound it up so it becomes a bit like mashed potato, or people will know it like as fufu, with some vegetable soup, you know, that's with red stew and some oxtail, you know, that kind of oxtail that eating the bone takes you at least an hour.
Oh, you make me laugh. You're something else. Okay, so obviously one of the reasons why we're here today is to discuss Top Model of Colour, right? So tell the listeners who are not aware what the concept of Top Model of Colour is and how the idea came about.
Top Model of Colour now is in its fifth year. It's a modelling competition. And having set up the agency many years back, one of the biggest problems that we found was that it was very hard to get models of color. And by models of color, we mean African, Caribbean, Asian, Hispanic, mixed race, Oriental, into the fashion industry.
Okay.
And also, I looked around at all the big competitions, whether it be Miss England, Miss Great Britain, you know, Miss Wales or whatever. And it just never seemed that a black person had the vaguest chance of winning these kind of competitions. So I thought, let's even up the odds a bit and set up our own competition. At least we guaranteed that a person of color is going to win it, you know. But also there was another concept behind it, and that was that when we used to speak to the mainstream agencies about why don't you take on more black models and give them work and put them in magazines and stuff like that, they used to always say that's because a lot of our models are unprofessional in terms of their attitude. They're always late, they got a bad attitude, they tend to talk back, they don't come prepared, they know nothing about the industry, and that they don't want to work with such people because they run whatever they're doing as a business. So we thought that, well, if we set up the competition, we'd be able to teach people this. So even if they don't win, what we hope is that everybody that's participated in the competition, if they're really serious about being a model, would learn and take something from it.
Okay, so do you think that's a fair comment about what people have said and stereotyped young black women under in terms of like the lateness issue that you addressed there? Do you think that's a fair comment? Or
once upon a time, when they used to first say that to me, I used to say, no, that's just your, you know, excuse. But I mean, we've got Jerome and we've got Siobhan here. And I mean, they've been attending rehearsals, and I think they've seen things which, if they had to comment on, they would have to say there is an issue.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You can hear from the laughter.
Yeah, but we don't want to create no cat fights amongst the TMC contestants. None of that. No. We got to push that to one side. It's got to be completely professional.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of people of color don't look at modeling as a business, and that does worry me, and it has an effect as to how people see us. I mean, I always give this analogy that, you know, if you're a car mechanic and you've got no tools, you can't fix any cars. And we have that same situation with a lot of models within the industry. They don't want to get the knowledge, they don't want to do the portfolios, they don't want to spend any money whatsoever, but they then expect to be the next Tyra Banks, Jordan Dunn, Kate Moss, and so on and so forth.
And it doesn't work like that.
Nisi, you know what it's like. You're here every Monday.
Oh yeah, every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm losing track with time here now.
You're tired, that's why.
You know, every Tuesday, and you got to make the effort. You can't wake up and say, hey, I feel tired, I'm not going to bother going in today.
No, it's true. You're very right. You're very, very right. That was a valid point you made there. So I understand you've taken this competition on an international scale as well. So tell me how a busy man like yourself has managed to take it to that level.
Well, we've been fortunate in that people have loved the concept of Top Model of Colour. And the situation that we have in the UK about models not getting much work is actually quite universe in a way. And in March we had our first ever winner of TMC Holland, Adut Mawin, and she's gone on to do some absolutely fantastic things. And the way it's even looking, it looks like the Dutch competition could actually become bigger than the UK competition. There seems to be a real hunger for it out there. We're also in other countries like in Africa, like Nigeria, Sierra Leone, Gambia. We're also going to be in Cameroon and South Africa. And we've had inquiries as far afield as the Bahamas and the United States of America. So we're hoping one day for global domination, world domination, and to have a TMC the world, where the winners of whoever wins the various countries will compete for the overall crown.
Wow. Now that will be very, very exciting. I can imagine how that will be. Wow. Okay, so tell me something, because really and truly, it can't be roses all the time. What's your sanity? What keeps you grounded when you're handling your business? Tell me something, Shola. Go on. Wow. Open up.
When I'm handling my business.
Yes, that's right. When you're handling your beers.
I've been quite fortunate in that having first come from the corporate world and being a chief executive and having to make big decisions and stuff like that and handling many staff, it has taught me how to deal with all types of people, regardless of their background, their culture, you know, their socioeconomic background, whatever. So I think particularly when you deal with models or people within the fashion industry, you get some real variety of characters. Some can be very fickle, some can be drama queens, can be very aggressive, you know, some can be arrogant, pompous. So I've kind of learned how to deal with each of them, and when it gets really bad, I just breathe.
Deep breaths.
I just breathe. I just say, Charlotte, breathe. Otherwise, you are going to end up in Pentonville. Breathe, my brother.
Okay, so are the stakes high this year? What will you be judging the contestants on?
I'm quite fortunate that I'm not a judge this year, thank God, because this year is a very tough year. I was saying to them on Sunday when we were doing rehearsals that genuinely I do not know who's going to win this competition, both for the male and the female competitions. Normally you kind of pick out one or two and think, yeah, it's first or second between these ones, but this year it's a really tough year. But what we've tried to do as well in terms of making Top Model of Color different is that, unlike a lot of other competitions or beauty pageants where you just show up one day, they see you on that night and make the decisions, this is quite a grueling process because they've got to produce portfolios, which is going to be judged separately. They're going to have a face-to-face with the judges in their swimwear. That's also going to be judged separately. And then their character traits is going to be taken into consideration, all their lateness and their attitudes, and all of that's going to, a report's going to be given to the judges
as
well.
So it's a full-blown
competition.
Package, yeah?
Then it's what they then do on the night.
Okay, that will determine.
Rounds it all, everything combined together will hopefully give us the right winner.
Okay, all right, cool. Well, that sounds very informative to me, I must say. So that is the Top Model of Colour 2010 Grand Finale Competition, which is going to be held at the Porchester Hall in Bayswater, West London, okay? You can purchase tickets from www.topmodelofcolour.com. And if people need to stay in touch with the Top Model of Colour contestants or Mr. Mahogany himself, then you just have to follow them on Twitter. Or follow them on Facebook. Are you on Twitter, mister? You are, aren't you?
Yeah. We're on Twitter. Top Model of Color. Mm-hmm. I think it's without the U, though. It's the American version of color.
Oh, right.
And we're also on Facebook, either under my name, Sholo Yubadi, or if you do a search, Top Model of Color, you'll find us.
Okay, cool. Wicked. I also have someone here that is actually going to be doing a very, very exclusive project. Her name is called Shy. She is a UK luxury fashion designer, and she will exclusively be designing a dress for me. That's right. I'm excited. Seriously, I don't think you lot understand how excited I am. How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm good. Yes, I have got your dress and I have a picture for you.
Oh, really?
I can't see it right now, but it'll be a surprise.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I'll show you after.
Can you just tell them briefly what inspiration you've got behind the design that you're doing for me on the day?
Well, the design itself is currently, it's in collection with the collection that I'm doing right now, which is called the Eyes of a Hero collection.
Yeah.
It's actually my debut collection.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay,
so
diva.
So you'll be wearing an exclusive.
Oh, really?
From that collection.
Oh.
You have to give it back though, Nisi.
Yeah, you have to give it back though.
Did we sign a contract? Was there a contract in force? Because I don't know if that was actually mentioned.
Shola's going right.
Oh, okay, cool. Excellent. And where can people find snippets of your work, sweetheart?
Well, I'm currently working on my website. That's www.shydelore.com. You can also follow me on Twitter. I'm on Twitter now. I've set up my account, so yeah, I'm a newbie on Twitter. I wasn't quite sure about the whole Twitter thing, but I'm on there now. So yeah, that's Shy_Delore.
Cool. And are you looking forward to working alongside Shola and the TMC
themselves? I am. Me and Shola have a history.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
We go way back.
Okay, let me clarify. We have a business history, yes. From the Mahogany Bridal Show, actually. We first met Shola at the Mahogany Bridal Show this year, and that was in March, I think.
Okay, cool. All right, then. Well, I must say, it's been a pleasure talking to all of you today. Like I said, it's the Top Model of Colour competition, the 27th of this month, which is next week. Make sure you guys come down, enjoy yourself, get your tickets online because they are going fast, baby. They are going fast. And for the time being now, we are going to slip out to a track because we've got Mr. 13 up in the building next. Remember, you can get a copy of this show via the www.boss-style.com website where you'll find me and all my Boss Style collectives. Shouts out to Mr. Gams, who's been doing some filming today. Shouts out to Ty Ty. Shouts out to Elle. Shouts out to all the Boss Style Massive. Big up Bang Radio listeners. Going in all day, baby. That's what we do. All right, so until next time, I'm going to be signing out the building. Last track from me is Jill Scott, Golden Baby.